success. Media. Network. 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 Network.
This is your show.
Good day, successors. I'm Antonio Holman, and welcome to the Four Principles of Success, number 53, where I chat with successful people and entrepreneurs about how they enhance their businesses and lives in the areas of knowledge, health, wealth, and spirituality. And if you want to learn how I've stayed motivated throughout the years, check out my new book, Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success, now on Amazon. Today, we're talking to Bernadette L. Harris. Bernadette is located in Atlanta, Georgia, is a keynote speaker, tax and forensic accountant with By the Book Accounting, and is a number one best-selling author with her latest book, Did You Hire a Fraud? Solid Safeguards to Prevent Insider Theft. Bernadette teaches her clients how to start and stay in business. Since 2001, 90% of Bernadette's new clients come as referrals, which says she's doing something right. Along with her previously mentioned successes, Bernadette has also been featured on ABC, CBS, NBC, and other nationally known media outlets, speaking on entrepreneurship and fraud prevention. Bernadette, are you ready to help our listeners prepare for success?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Glad you're here with me today. So we're going to get into some fraud prevention. This will be interesting. All right, Bernadette, aside from your business world, tell us a little bit about your personal life.
So personally, I'm a wife. I'm very, very happily married to a pretty awesome dude. And I have a grown daughter. So I'm an empty nester. She is a graduate of Howard University, just recently graduated. And she's got a grown person job with benefits and all that stuff in her own place. So that's really cool. And I enjoy my spare time. I actually enjoy cooking and baking. I'm a really good cook, really good baker. My husband and I, we like food. We're foodies, so we like food festivals and all kind of stuff like that. So that's the personal side. That's the really fun side of who I am.
Being a foodie is something that's close to me, too, because I love to cook. Yeah, I love it.
I do too. We like to entertain, so we cook big meals and have guests over, and people love coming to our events because there are always lots of good food and good people. We have some good friends in our circle. So,
for those who may not know, tell us a little bit more about TrustBernadette.com and your business as a certified fraud examiner, and what inspired you to get into that field.
So I have been an accountant for over 20 years, and after working with small business owners for several years, I've worked with small business owners, helped people start their businesses. And one of my clients was actually a victim of fraud. One of her employees stole, just say she stole some money from her. And after helping her get through that, I realized that I didn't want that to happen to anyone else. And it's, of course, it's happened, but I'm trying to do my part to make sure that it doesn't happen to as many, you know, I want to try to stop it from happening to as many people as possible. So that's the reason that I became a forensic accountant along with the other things that I was doing. And I became a certified fraud examiner. So basically, as a certified fraud examiner, what that means is that I'm a fraud fighter. I'm a part of a global organization of other people like me and not like me who are on a mission to fight fraud. And they're not all accountants. Some of them are investigators. There are police officers. They're in the medical field. They're in all different disciplines, but we're all fighting the same fight.
In the business world, what are the three major areas that fraud occurs the most?
So there are lots of areas of fraud. I specialize in occupational fraud. So occupational fraud is when you have someone that you've hired, someone that you've trusted or entrusted with your assets to steal from you. And that's a big part of the fraud piece. And there are other areas of fraud, and there are, you know, external sources when you think about fraud. But the occupational fraud is the area that I focus the most time on, because this is the area that has, in my opinion, the greatest impact. Because when you think about it, we probably all have been victims of a crime before. I know I have. I had my car stolen once. And when my car was stolen, I was disappointed. I was hurt, but I wasn't disappointed because I didn't know the person. You know, I didn't feel personally impacted. It was just, you know, some little kid that thought it was cool to joyride in my car, because that ended up being the case. But when you have someone that you hire to steal from you, it's a lot different, because there's a lot of trust when you're looking at an employee to steal from you, or a business partner, or worse, an accountant or a bookkeeper. So it's totally different.
You've written two books so far, Business Blueprint 2.0 and your latest, Did You Hire Fraud? Solid Safeguards to Prevent Insider Theft. What inspired you to write Did You Hire Fraud? And who is your target audience?
So again, the Did You Hire a Fraud piece was inspired because of all the fraud cases that I've studied and worked with, and even the ones that I've experienced personally. I just don't want it to happen. And it's happening everywhere. It happens in nonprofits. It happens in churches, happens in small business owners. And so the purpose of me writing that book was to kind of shine a light on some of the schemes that employees are perpetrating, and educating business owners on these schemes and on the signs, things that they can do to put solid safeguards in place to protect what they've built and worked so hard to start.
Now, what are three main things to look into when people are hiring account professionals for their company? And to make sure they don't hire a fraud.
Yeah. So this can be an external person, and it can also be an employee when you're looking at the things that you want to make sure that you put into place. So when you're thinking about the things that you want to put into place, when you're hiring someone, the first thing that you have to realize is that you cannot completely outsource the financial piece of your business. You have to have your eyes on it. I know some business owners that they hate accounting. They hate the bookkeeping. They hate the record keeping part of it, but you have to have your eyes on those things. You can't completely turn that over, you know? And then the other thing that, I mean, of course, you want to make sure that you've done your due diligence when you are hiring people. So whether it's an employee or if it's someone that you're contracting, if a person is offended by a background check, then that may be a red flag to you. Why wouldn't they want to? I had a client who actually had this experience that I mentioned earlier. She immediately instituted this policy where she was doing background checks on everyone in the company. And she came to me and she said, "Well, I need to do a background check on you too. I hope you're not offended." And I was like, "No, I signed the consent because I don't have anything to hide from her." So I didn't really have a problem with her doing that. I recommend it. And I recommend that business owners do it regularly. So sometimes business owners will do a background check when they hire you, but they may never do another one. And a person might steal from you 15 years after you hire them. You know, so you want to kind of keep up with that. And a background check isn't a guarantee, but it definitely can you know, raise a flag or something. And I would say the third thing is to be present, to monitor things, pay attention to things. Even if you have someone that's paying bills, then you need to sign the checks, or you need to be logging into your bank account on a regular basis just to see what's going on. It's amazing how many times that business owners will just totally turn that over to someone else. So, those are some of the things that I recommend to business owners. And those are simple things. You don't have to have an elaborate system to do those things. And it's not that expensive, but it can save you your business.
Aside from your fraud prevention, you help people start businesses and stay in business. What are the three main reasons people have trouble staying in business?
A lot of it is because of foundational. They don't have the right foundation in place. So one of the things that I do, one of the topics that I teach on, and this is one of my popular speaking requests, is teaching people how to start their businesses the right way. I tell them that there are three things that you need to have in your business to start right. And the first thing is your setup. You want to make sure that you've set your business up in a way that you've taken care of all those foundational things. And sometimes it's as basic as creating the right entity type, getting the right name, selecting the right location, things like that. But those are all things that you have to do foundationally. The second piece is making sure that you have, I call it your squad, and you need to have a squad. So Antonio, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a former collegiate basketball player. And so I like to use sports analogy, and I actually wrote a book about that too. That's one of the books. You might not have seen that one, but having a squad, being on a team is important. And, you know, when we were all in elementary school, we all had that chance in PE to be the captain. And the captain was the person who picked their team. You know, you got to pick your team. So if you were playing kickball that day or dodgeball or whatever, you got to pick your team. And if you went first, you would always pick the most athletic person in the class to be on your team because you wanted to win. And business owners have to start their businesses with the mindset of, I am going into this business to win. And because I want to win, I want to make sure that I select the right people for my team. And so when you are selecting people for your team or your squad, as I refer to it, you want to make sure that you're selecting people that are going to help you win. So you need an accountant, you need an attorney, you may need other consultants, maybe a marketing consultant, a business coach. Everybody's team is going to look differently, but we all need a team to help us win, even if you're in business for yourself. So that's the second piece. The third piece is systems, and this is something that I teach small business owners, and this is where we talk about what are the systems that you are going to put in place to make sure that, one, your business can run efficiently, and two, where your business can run possibly without you. Because if you're only making money when you're present in your business, then you just own your job. You don't have a business. And so those are some of the things that you have to put into place initially. And again, these are systems are the things that you put in place that you do on a regular basis. And I'm sure for you and your business, you have systems. There are certain things that you do on a regular basis, and you figured out how to make sure that you're doing those things in the most efficient manner. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Powerful information a lot of people tend to pass up. As we know, life's full of ups and downs, and nothing's ever the same. So throughout your journey, what was the time when you felt most unsuccessful in your life?
That's a really great question. I've never been asked that question before. So kudos to you for that.
Thank you.
A time that I felt unsuccessful in life, I can probably say, I'll give a business example as well as a personal example. So personally, a time when I've probably felt the most unsuccessful is probably with my ex-husband, just choosing my ex-husband. That was not a good choice for me, and the marriage didn't serve me well, and I felt like, and it was my choice, so I can't say that he tricked me. Well, maybe he tricked me, but I can't say that he tricked me, but it was still my choice. It wasn't, I didn't have anybody tie my hands behind my back when I said I do, so that was probably when I think back, it's like, that wasn't a good choice for me in my personal life. Business wise, I have made some not so great choices when it came down to hiring, because I think that I have always been a hard worker, and I've always been that person that shows up and does 100% and sometimes more. And sometimes I have I sometimes expect the same thing from others. And I've made some choices. I've hired some people who did not show up for me in that way. And it just didn't turn out well. You know, it didn't. So,
what was your most challenging client-related situation and how did you resolve it?
I can probably lump these, I'll lump several of them. They're all similar. And that way no one can say I was talking about them. But I've had situations where I've had clients that have asked me to do questionable things like, can you not report that income? Or, can you say, like, I had a client that was running personal stuff through his business account and wanted to claim them as business expenses. And I said, no, I think you probably need to find someone else to do that. So when there have been situations where I've had clients that wanted me to do things that were, they questioned my integrity, they questioned the things that I stood on. And I said, no, thanks. I'm not going to do that.
What do you feel was the one hardest thing to overcome in your business that you've since conquered?
I have a knack for truly connecting with my clients on a personal level. Some of them I connect so well with, I've considered them to be friends. And I can remember a time where I had a client who I felt really connected to. We had a lot of things in common. We were from the same place. We both had daughters, and we just had lots of common interests. And so we shared personal things as well as me doing, being this person's accountant. And their situation changed. And as a result of that, they weren't qualified for certain tax credits. And this particular year, their refund was less than what it was before. And she got upset. And, you know, these were things that were beyond my control. She got upset and she got another account, like she didn't come back. And it was hard for me to not take that personally. And because, again, we kind of developed that personal relationship. And, you know, I had a hard time not taking that personally. So I had to learn, even though I'm still that same person. I'm still connecting with my clients on a personal basis. I just have to learn not to take stuff like that personally. And it's not easy. I won't even say that I've overcome that. That's just something that I work really hard at.
What one thing in your business are you currently struggling to overcome?
One thing that I'm currently struggling to overcome would be the inconsistency. Like, even being in business for as long as I've been in business since 2001, everything isn't predictable. You know, there are lots of ups and downs. And so those are things that I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever get used to it. It's just kind of dealing with just how inconsistent things are. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, and you know, kind of managing that. It's like it's the entrepreneur roller coaster, so to speak.
What do you feel is your one biggest business triumph to date?
I think still being in business. There are a lot of people who were in business long before I started, some who have started after me, and they're not here anymore. They've hung up their hats and they've gone back to corporate and gotten a job. And so I think the fact that I'm still here is a huge accomplishment, and it's something that I don't take very lightly.
What do you feel is your one biggest personal triumph today?
My daughter. My daughter is, she is a very, very responsible, compassionate, caring, hardworking, disciplined person. And I'm just going to take the credit for that, because for most of her life, I was a single mom. And she turned out, you know, there are statistics that say, you know, parents who come from a one parent home turn out this way, and she's none of those things. So that's my personal triumph.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Hang tight, successors. We'll return to our conversation with Bernadette L. Harris, as well as quick success after a word from our sponsors. Podcasters, Want more listeners? Check out promoshareCast.com and join the community today. That's promoshareCast.com. Join today and get the first month free, and you'll also receive 50% off for a lifetime membership. Sign up today. PromoshareCast.com. Are you a tense, tired, busy person who works day in and day out, who tends to lack the proper sleep and energy? Using modular supplements, health-related articles, recipes, life hacks, and more, Bellison can help. With quality as high as Bellison, you're buying from a company that cares about the environment and only uses premium vegan supplements. That's Bellison.com. Want to learn how to cook healthy, exercise, and meditate in just 30 minutes a day? Bellison.com. Want to feel healthy, energetic, and focused like me? Bellison.com. To receive a 10% discount at checkout... Whoa, hold on. Now receive even more health benefits with a 20% discount at checkout. Go to Bellison.com with the coupon code THE4POS to get your 20% off now. Visit Bellison.com. That's Bellison.com. Compassion and quality without compromise. Bellison.com. Are you tired of trying every new diet fad? Sick of the pills, shakes, and vibrating belts? Are you just sick and tired of being sick and tired? Linda Lavender knows exactly how you feel. That's why she created Eat to Live to Love. Eat to Live to Love is a personalized mentoring program 100% unique to you. With 24/7 support, learn to shop smart, save money, eat clean, and find your purpose using the tools and resources you need to achieve real weight loss and transformative healing without ever having to buy another gimmicky fat-sucking wrap or magic protein shake. Eat to Live to Love has been the driving force behind people across the United States to not only change their lives, but to actually take back control. Find out how health coach Linda Lavender can help you become your own hero and transform your life at eattolivetolove.com or call 1-888-440-9795 for a free initial consultation. Stop just dreaming about success and make it happen with Eat to Live to Love. Visit eattolivetolove.com now. That's eat, the number two, live, the number two, love.com. Eat to Live to Love, healing, weight loss, and fitness. And we're back with certified fraud examiner and author Bernadette L. Harris. Now we get into the part of the show I like to call Quick Success, where you, Bernadette, can inspire the successors to enhance their lives in the areas of knowledge, health, wealth, and spirituality. Bernadette, what are you currently doing to enhance your knowledge?
Well, I am constantly working on me. I believe in investing. That's my greatest investment, is investing in me. Investing in myself includes, not only does it include books and workshops, but it also includes coaches, because I believe that if you already have what it takes to be successful, you'd already be successful. So that means if we don't have the level of success that we want, that means that there's something missing and we need to go and get it. And so that's kind of my personal mantra.
What are you currently doing to enhance your health?
It's funny because my husband and I have just we've just kind of started a journey where we're working towards, I'm pescatarian. He eats everything. And so now he's ready to kind of give up the meat, and we're going more with plant-based. And so we're really, really focusing on changing our diets in such a way that we want to be around for a long time. So that's one of the big focuses that we have right now, is that we're increasing our plant-based portion of our diets.
Do you think you'll end up being vegan eventually?
Well, I won't say never, because I've said never before and it's come to pass. So I do like, we were like, are we going to give up seafood? You know, so we're kind of struggling with some of the stuff, you know, like there are some things that, that we're kind of struggling. He's cool with giving up dairy, but I don't think he's ready to give up the seafood piece. So we'll see. But the whole goal of it is really just to live healthier, to eat to live. As much as we love food, we still love ourselves more. And so the real point is just to eat to live. So.
Yeah, I've been vegan for about 8 years plus now. And that's one thing, as a foodie and someone who loves to cook, being vegan makes it more exciting to me, because you're kind of you are forced to be innovative
Yeah, to do things different. I've been pinning some vegan recipes on Pinterest. So some of them I'm like, I don't know. So some stuff like I'm just not ready for. I think we said that we're going to take some classes. We like doing stuff like that together. So we'll probably take some classes together and see if we can make some really cool stuff taste good, you know.
Oh yeah. So, oh yeah. It's a lot of fun. What are you currently doing to enhance your wealth?
So I'm an accountant. I count everything. I have a spreadsheet for everything. And, but I have recently instituted a more aggressive savings plan so that I don't want to have to work every day of my life. And so I have this saying that if you spend everything you make, you'll work every day you live.
Have you heard anything about the infinite banking concept?
No, I have not.
I'm learning about it right now. It's to where you create a life insurance policy for yourself and you can use the amount in that policy as your personal bank account continually.
I'll have to check that out. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know all the aspects of it, but I'm learning about it right now.
That sounds awesome.
What are you currently doing to enhance your spirituality?
And so spiritually, you know, I definitely every day I spend time with God, just praying and asking for direction and looking for ways that I can help others. You know, so I believe that we're all blessed to be a blessing. So everything that I have, I'd make sure that I'm also giving back. I don't want to just be a taker, but always be a giver as well. And we just can't outgive the universe. That's just my belief.
Yeah, I believe that too. Are there any modern technologies or apps that help you achieve success?
Oh, lots of apps. I mean, we we live in a time where we're just like, my phone is full of apps. I'm deleting apps because I'm running out of space, but there are lots of apps that I use. One app that I use to manage my finances is mint.com. I like that because I can see all of my accounts in one place. So all of even my business, my personal, my investment accounts, I can log into one account, see everything, what's going on. That's where I track my savings goals and things like that. And so that's an app that I absolutely, love using, and I have lots of apps that I use in my business to help me be more efficient. I'm all about doing things more efficiently, and that's the way you get more done in a day. And you're not spending, even if you spend 10 hours a day, you're getting a lot done in that 10 hours or whatever. So.
What new thing, book, activity, technology, or skill are you really excited to learn and dive into?
So I am getting ready to work with a new coach, and I'm really excited about that because some of the things that she and I are going to be working on are things that will help me, of course, in my business. But I think that I'm more excited about how I'm going to be able to help my clients with the information. And I say that when you invest in a coach, you actually get access to what they have access to. And so by me working with this new coach, I'm going to have access to what she has access to, but my clients will also have access to what I have access to. So I'm excited about that.
And Successors Bernadette has a special offer for you. Bernadette, what is that?
So for your listeners, I have a free chapter of my book, Business Blueprint 2.0, and this is a guide to starting your business the right way. If you go to trustbernadette.com/blueprint-chapter, you can download your free copy.
All right, Successors, you heard that. Free chapter of Bernadette's book, Business Blueprint 2.0. You can get that at trustbernadette.com/blueprint-chapter. Bernadette, how can our listeners connect with you?
So you can connect with me on my website, trustbernadette.com, and Trust Bernadette is also my handle on all social media platforms.
Finally, Bernadette, what's your definition of success?
Success is when you get to live life on your terms. And some people define success by the amount of money that you make or the house that you live in or a car you drive. But I think it's just being able to live life on your terms, whatever that is. And everybody's terms are different.
Successors, I hope you've enjoyed my conversation with Bernadette L. Harris. Please check out more successful free content like this at the4pos.com, as well as rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find podcasts. Thanks for listening and prepare for success. Thanks, Bernadette.
Thank you.
If you want to do more, earn more, be more, and stay more motivated, visit Amazon.com right now for a copy of Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success. Get it now at Amazon.com. Podcasters, want more listeners? Check out PromoShareCast.com and join the community today. That's PromoShareCast.com. Join today and get the first month free, and you'll also receive 50% off for a lifetime membership. Sign up today. PromoShareCast.com.